We thank the sponsor of this program for relinquishing a portion of his time in order that you may hear the latest news from the NBC newsroom. And here it is. Unconfirmed reports from Manila say that the Japanese have landed troops in the Philippines. The landing is reported on the island of Lubang, some 60 miles northwest of Manila. The same unconfirmed report says that the Japanese gained full control of the island and its main town, also named Lubang. Prior to the outbreak of the war, numerous Japanese fishermen are known to have entered the Philippines illegally. They established themselves on Lubang and on several other smaller islands farther south. The invaders are said to have made their landing in the early morning hours. Lubang Island is mountainous and provides easy hideouts for potential fifth colonists. But there are no landing fields there. But we repeat, the invasion report has not been confirmed officially. Lubang Island lies northwest of the larger island of Mindoro, which controls the Baird Island Passage. This passage is the China Sea outlet for interwaterways connecting on the east with the San Bernardino Strait, and it affords a channel to the middle of the Philippine archipelago. New York. Former President Herbert Hoover issued the following statement tonight regarding the war situation. American soil has been treacherously attacked by Japan. Our decision is clear. It is forced upon us. We must fight with everything we have. I have opposed the foreign policies of our government. I have believed alternative policies would have been better. But whatever our differences of view may have been as to the causes which led to this situation, those are matters to be thrashed out by history. Today, there's just one job before the American people. We must defeat this invasion by Japan, and we must fight it in any place that will defeat it. Now, if any further news develops, this program will be interrupted from the NBC newsroom.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, the Voice of Firestone brings for your enjoyment its weekly program of music featuring Richard Crook, leading tenor of the Metropolitan Opera, and the Firestone Symphony Orchestra and Chorus, under the direction of the celebrated American conductor, Alfred Wallenstein. Later in the program, we will take you to Akron, Ohio, for a brief message from Harvey S. Firestone, Jr., president of the Firestone Tire and Rubber Company. Firestone program this evening with the playing of John Philip Sousa's stirring Stars and Stripes Forever. Thank you. Firestone Chorus and Orchestra and the patriotic Arms for the Love of America. Sung by the Firestone Chorus. Richard Crook sings Malotte's beautiful arrangement of the Lord's Prayer. Firestone Chorus and Orchestra again in the Quezon song and Anchors Away.
Overhill, as we hit the dusty trail, and the Quezon's rolling along. In and out, hear them shout, counter march right about, and the Quezon's rolling along.
We take you to Akron, Ohio, where you will hear a brief announcement by Harvey S. Firestone, Jr., president of the Firestone Tire and Rubber Company. Mr. Firestone.
Good evening, friends, far and near. At 4:10 this afternoon, the President of the United States signed the joint resolution adopted today by the Congress, which declared that a state of war exists between this country and one of the treacherous forces of tyranny and aggression that seeks to destroy our cherished ideals of liberty, justice, and democracy. Tonight, in the heart of every American, there is a vibrant new spirit of unity and loyalty, and the determination that the fundamental rights of all men spirit of unity shall are cherished. And this evening, the Firestone organization pledges anew to the President of the United States and to the American people its wholehearted support and dedicates to our nation its resources, its manufacturing facilities, its engineering ingenuity, and its scientific skill in order that more and more defense materials may flow forth in an ever-increasing stream to assure final victory.
We return you now to NBC in New York.
Battle Hymn of the Republic.
But the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored, he has loosed the faithful I think of his terrible sword, his truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. But that shall never far retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before Judge Seat. Oh, this with my soul to answer him, be jubilant, my king. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea, with the glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free, while God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Alfred Wallenstein and the Firestone Symphony Orchestra play Russell Bennett's March for America. for America by Russell Bennett. Mr. Crooks, the chorus, the orchestra, and God Bless America.
Where the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair, and we raise our voices.
Bible Week, a movement inaugurated by men and women of all faiths, the objects of which are to inspire people toward a deeper appreciation of the spiritual life, point the way toward greater peace of mind, and enable each of us to solve our individual problems. You've been listening to a half hour of music brought to you by the Voice of Firestone. Next week at this same time, we will present Margaret Speaks, distinguished American soprano, and the Firestone Symphony Orchestra under the direction of the celebrated American conductor, Alfred Wallenstein. Every loyal American is earnestly resolved to do his part, to bring final victory to his beloved country. Not all of us can serve in the armed forces, but every man, woman, and child can help provide our Army and Navy with the materials so necessary to victory by investing in national defense bonds and stamps. This is Hugh James saying goodnight for Firestone. Keep them rolling.
This is the Network of the National Broadcasting Company.